is an engineer, master carpenter, and a complete construction expert serving Missouri and Illinois for more than 40 years. And now, here is About the House with Troy Galloway.
Hello, folks. We are back to About the House, your audio university of knowledge about everything about your home, from construction to maintenance to real estate and investing. When you stay tuned to our show and the more you learn about it, you'll actually probably know more than most general contractors, definitely more than a lot of real estate agents. And we also have, through the answer, an awesome podcast forever library system. So each show actually will have its own format and its own section of a particular subject. And today we are going to have a wonderful good friend of mine, which I'll introduce in just a minute. My name is Troy Galloway. I'm your humble host of Galloway Building Services. Like, just like the show, we're one of a kind. There isn't another company that can perform the services that Galloway Building Services does every day for people throughout the Midwest. We help folks with their construction consulting. If you have any questions about your job, if it's being done right or correctly, you give us a call. We do engineering inspections, new construction inspections, commercial and residential inspections, as well as any construction conflict resolutions and expert witnessing if ever needed for any kind of obligation. We've been in business now for over 35, well, almost 40 years now here in the Illinois, Missouri area, and we're happy that we're here to make sure that you're getting your job done right, you're not getting ripped off, and you're getting what you pay for. That's Galloway Building Services, 636-394-3112. While we're here, I would like to also, with this section here, I'd like to thank one of our premier sponsors, J&H Property Real Estate Broker Agents. They're large enough to handle all your buying and selling needs, and yet they're still small enough to be personal, so they're always there for you. You know, it's really also very stressful when you're buying a home or selling your home, and it's a great feeling to know that if you ever have a phone, you need to talk to somebody, you got to make a phone call, that you know who you're talking to. They're not pawning you off to somebody you might not even know. So give them a call. J&H Properties Real Estate Brokers. Their phone number is 314-602-4835. That's 314-602-4835. Folks, today we got an absolutely fabulous show. I know everybody's been pretty excited about it. And I want to introduce a good friend of mine. I have known this young man, Matt Walt. Well, I guess going on about 30 years now. I've known his family, and the great guy. He paid me to say that. Oh, honestly, he's really a fabulous fellow. And I've known his family. His kids are a Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts together with me. He is actually in the automated home section things. Okay, this way above my technology here. That's why we brought the expert in. I'm going to let him talk about his name, his company, and he warned me several times to say it right. Bisure, right? Right, Matt?
Correct. Yes, that's Bisure Audio, Video, and Home Automation.
All right. It's got a smart home kind of technology. And I know this is really absolutely popular with everybody out there. And it's so growing. And that's why I thought this was an important show. And whatever you get out of it today, if you want to go back to our podcast, because there's going to be a lot of great information. Hey, Matt, how long have you been working in the home and business in the home world of automation?
I've been in the industry since the late 90s, early 2000s, started in the retail side of things and then expanded into, you know, custom design, home theaters, system design, went into low voltage design. So, working with contractors and homes and designing everything from, you know, the ground up. So with new construction, remodeling, pretty much anything that had to do with putting technology in a home. We get involved from the ground up.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, what is your role at Bisure?
You know, I've been in the industry so long. So, at Bisure, I manage the relationships I've had and design all the systems that go into these homes. I mean, let's face it, Troy, I do a lot of cool projects, and they take a lot of attention and things like that to detail. So we sit down with not only the clients that are going to be using the system, but also the people that are involved with the construction, anybody from remodelers, home builders, landscapers, you name it.
Okay, landscapers. Okay, well, we'll kind of get into that later because I didn't think about the landscaping people. So home automation, it's becoming almost required now for a solution for homeowners, and it's even in the world of construction. What technologies in the home encompasses home automation?
You know, home automation is becoming a trigger word, if you will. And, you know, it started in the world of TVs and home theaters. And basically, if you had a remote control, that was, you know, automating that system. Now you're kind of expanding into anything that sits on the network in the home. So that can include, you know, security systems, locks, cameras, lighting, whole house audio, basically anything that you can control, whether it's inside the house or even outside the house. If you want to, you know, open a smart app and turn your thermostat down or unlock your doors or see who's standing at your front porch. I mean, that all encompasses the world of home automation.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I know a little bit of it, and I know that and I know that it's growing so fast that it's hard for us older people to actually keep up with it. So it's really awesome. I think it is. But so what kind of construction trades needs to be aware? So when you're out there, you know, you got your carpenter or plumber or something, what construction trades would be necessarily somebody that you'd be working side by side with, somebody that you would work on a regular basis with that maybe needs to know you exist?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we really take a lot of pride in our construction relationships. So those, you know, general contractors, the remodelers, the home builders, I mentioned landscapers. So when we're helping them design a landscape system that, you know, we want to incorporate speakers into, you know, a lot of our clients do not want to see, but they want to hear. You know, so we focus on hiding components, different things that, you know, people just don't want to look at it. We even work with home inspectors and things like that in multiple phases of construction. Everything has to look pretty, so we work with interior designers when it comes to automating anything, including shades or lighting. A lot of times that's going to be huge for interior designers and making sure everything looks good. We even, you know, some of our projects, we work with plumbers, you know, if we need to more of a safety type device. You know, if water starts coming into the house, we need to be able to tie into that.
Kind of like if a water pipe breaks
or something like that.
Yep, absolutely. And they'll be notified of that?
Correct, yeah, and they can even react if they're not home.
How would they react?
So there's devices that we can actually hook up to the main water line that's coming into the house, and we can shut off water remotely or make it trigger if there's something that's leaking or if a pipe burst. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, I think that would be awesome, especially for people that travel. And either they're retired and they travel away to their home, or they're on business all the time. I think that would be absolutely, essential, you know, for something like that. What about power outages? Does you get any kind of alert? Does that make any difference?
Correct.
I mean, what if there's a power outage, does the service still work?
Well, you get a notification that your power's out. All these devices require power, so usually we would look at some type of battery backup. We work with a lot of electricians to put in some type of backup generator, things like that, so that if you're home smart and you still need to be able to interact with it, even if you're not home, we obviously need power to that home.
When would be a good place for you to start getting involved in this project? Say people know they need this, they want this. Where should they first call you to kind of get you scheduled or find out or learn about what they need or want?
That's a good question, Troy. Well, normally when people call me, they kind of wait to the last minute. And so we're kind of
We all live in a world of procrastination.
Yeah. We're kind of backpedaling on some things. So earlier the better. You know, I'm even in the building process. So new construction, we're involved in the plans.
So right at the very beginning,
absolutely.
At the blueprint design section.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things that you could start talking about then. Same with the remodeling side and different general contractors and things. We get involved at the beginning. We have a lot more options. We have a lot more time to design it and actually pinpoint exactly what the customer is looking for.
Well, that's awesome. Because I always kind of wondered where would be a great spot. Because what I refer you, in which I've referred Matt tons of times, I guarantee you, everybody I've ever talked to that I referred, they just love him, and they just makes me look good when I refer him. And so he's my number one to go guy when it comes to this stuff right here. So it's wonderful. Just think about it, folks. Whenever it's time, you know, at your beginning of your project, that you think about it, what you might want. You know, what's really awesome is a lot of times we don't really know what we want until we talk to them, because we don't know what's all out there. So this is going to be a great time at the very beginning of your project. Well, folks, we are getting ready to head out of this segment and move into the next segment. I thank you so much for listening to us, and jump on board on the next one. This is About the House with Troy Galloway, Galloway Building Services, your humble host with Matt Walt with Buy Sure. So thank you. Make sure I get that right so I don't get scolded when the next break. Thanks, folks. See you on the other side.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services, your top choice for professional home inspections in the St. Louis area. GallowayBuildingServices.com.
Welcome back, folks, to About the House. This is your humble host, Troy Galloway, Galloway Building Services, your home inspection and building inspection company. We are with Matt Walt with Bysher Audio Video. And that is spelt, because I was told to spell this correctly, because it is. It sounds by sure, but it's actually spelt B-E-I-S-H-I-R. And so a lot of us get that wrong, and we get trouble for it regularly. But all jokes aside, let's jump right back in there with Matt here. And hey, Matt, as a technology expert, do you find more and more people are needing to talk about the technology and home automation during a construction project, and or when they buy a home and they want to add to it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We, we'll start with buying a home. We work closely with a lot of real estate agents and things like that. So they bring their clients into a home that customer might be purchasing or something like that. And they see these, you know, keypads on the wall, and they see these speakers in the ceiling, and they see this wiring coming out of the basement, and they have no idea what any of it is or how old it is or what it – if it works or if it doesn't, you know. So we come out, we take a look, we work with the realtor, we try and figure out, okay, is this something that, you know, stays with the house? Is this something that's leaving? You know, those type of things. A lot of times we work closely with the homeowner, you know, even during the inspection phase, as you know, some of the stuff that we've done, to where we'll walk into the home and, you know, say, hey, you know, this is what you have. This is technology that, you know, might be outdated or might need to be upgraded. This is technology that is worth keeping, you know, stuff like that. When we talk about technology in the building side or in the remodeling side, a lot of times we're asked if we can work with existing equipment that's in place and stuff like that, and we can show them the options for all of the above. The key with remodeling and new construction is we have to make sure the infrastructure's in place. You know, even though a lot of technologies have gone wireless, we still want to make sure that there's the right wiring and everything inside the home.
So I guess new construction and remodeling can be more of a wide open. But what if they're buying their home and it's pretty much already there and they're not really looking to do any construction work, at least for a while? I mean, tell us what all the different kind of projects you've done for folks, or what can you do?
Sure.
And are you limited?
A lot of our projects are existing homes that are already built or existing commercial spaces that are already built, to where we're getting the wire where it needs to go. You know, our guys are really good, really technical, and really really versed in the fishing of wires and getting things where they need to go.
You hit my peak interest when you said commercial, because we do a lot of commercial inspections for a lot of different types of industry. Tell us a little bit about commercial automation, mm-hmm. You know, smart technology.
Yeah, so in the commercial world, we do a lot of, large camera systems, large access control systems. So as you know, we kind of started out in the lock side of the business, and we expanded into automating that. So, you know, card access, key access, multiple cameras to multiple locations in a commercial environment, And, you know, on the audio video side, we also do lighting and shades for commercial space. So if we need to automate that.
That's good right there. Oh, yeah. Think about that.
Conference rooms, video conferences. So being able to talk to another office that's across the country and, you know, have your meetings right there in the office with somebody that's halfway across the country.
Well, heck, you know, with so many people working out of their homes now and not actually going to the shop, I guess could you do the same thing for home offices?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting, Troy, is, you know, we help a business owner with their business and we design their whole system. And then, you know, we get called to do their home. And in the same conversation, we get called out to a business owner's home to do a big system for them, and then they call us out to their business. You know, so that's pretty common for what we're doing.
Now, that's great. You know, I didn't even think about that because now we kind of live in a virtual reality world. And so, and you know Jason, my son, and he travels all the time. And, I guess he's probably going to be embarrassed I just mentioned his name. But that's Jason Galloway. He's got a birthday coming up. So we'll embarrass him later. But anyway, so with that being said, let's go into some of the projects that you've been doing, you know, some more of the interesting ones. I know you do a lot of everyday thing, but tell us some cool stuff.
Yeah, our everyday ones are, you know, we're always mounting TVs and installing security systems or putting in smart locks. But, you know, we get involved with a lot of pretty detailed projects. You know, when we start looking at the weather now with springtime, we're doing a lot of outdoor TVs and tying in speaker systems and things like that and putting it all outside. So we'll work with landscapers and, you know, construction designers for outside. A lot of times we're bringing in landscape architects to kind of help design the whole look of the system. So most of what we install, aesthetics is key. You know, we can't just put some bulky, ugly speaker outside and expect the husband and wife to be okay with it. That's not how it works.
So speaker systems have really changed a lot over the years, and I've seen where actually some of your displays at your shop. What's the address of your shop again? Share that real quick with the folks.
5423 South Lindbergh.
And is that a good place to come down to look around?
Yeah,
I know you always have your open house every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which we always look forward to.
Yeah, give us a call. I mean, we're more than happy to give you the tour and everything like that and show you around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's that? You know, so what if they don't really know if they want to do anything? Can they just call you without you coming to their home and just kind of bounce some
ideas? Absolutely. I love talking to people. 314-833-7900.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know, because I know a lot of times people feel a little bit, you know, honestly, like myself, my generation, we don't really know. We don't want to be pressured into anything, but we sure like to have some ideas of what we can do.
And right.
I love that home automation with the office thing. I could see where that would be a great advantageous. So, and you know, now, sadly, we live in the world of security and cameras and everything, and the trend going wireless. Do we really need to plan for wireless security? Yeah, you know, I know you've been mentioning about wiring in the home and getting ready to help. What's the difference there? I'm kind of confused.
Yeah. You know, hardwiring a solution, you know, whether it's a camera, security system, TVs, speakers, the whole bit. I mean, all those technologies, you know, wireless is becoming kind of the buzzword, you know. But when something doesn't have a wire, typically it needs a battery. You know, so when you start thinking about, you know, wireless cameras and putting them on the outside of your house – and then having to take them down to charge them or something like that, that's not the way to do things, you know. So even some of the wireless cameras that are out there, they're recommending that you run a wire for them.
Kind of like our smoke alarms, you know. They're battery backup,
right,
but yet they're hardwired for – yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a security system, I guess you guys also do a lot of security systems.
We do.
Does that automatically, or does it not necessarily tell me automatically contact fire department or police department, or does it just make the loud screaming noise, or you know,
both, yeah, yeah. I mean, it'll call the cops, it'll call the police, get somebody out there. Also, obviously, call you, let you know that your alarm's going off, which is also key.
That's pretty interesting. Now, so you don't even have to be at the house for the police to show up. They can just come I know this is a crazy question, but honestly, do you have the ability to let the police into the home? If say you're out of state or something, you can't get there, and you need the police, and you got some sort of motion, can you help? I mean, how does that work? Can they come in?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
fire department, you know how they love to tear a hole in the roof and jump on in. We don't want that.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if your alarm's going off and, you know, the door's unlocked or door open, for example, if your alarm's going off, yeah, they absolutely will go in and take a look.
So does that just automatically do it, or do you have to request that to be done?
Usually the cops or the monitoring station will give you a call, and you kind of go from there.
Okay. Yeah, Jason, you know, he's the only one that I know, my son, that has this, this elaborate of a system. So I know that he's had some of this stuff, and so I'm only kind of trying to bounce off some of his ideas. But, I just got noticed that I talk too much, and we are coming to the end of this segment. Thank you, Matt. Hey, this is Troy Galloway of About the House. And thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you, Matt, for paying attention. We will see you, folks, on the flip side.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services, your top choice for professional home inspections in the St. Louis area. GallowayBuildingServices.com.
All righty, folks, we are back. And this is About the House with Troy Galloway Building Services, your full service inspection company. And I am with my dear friend, Matt Walt with Beishir, spelled B-E-I. S-H-I-R, audio and video. And, you know, right now, Matt, you know, we seem like we're going into a beautiful spring. We're going to spend a lot more time outside and with our family and barbecues and everything. Tell us kind of what all can we think about doing to enhance our outdoor activities and our environment.
Well, Troy, we talked about, you know, integrating the TV and audio-video portion outside, which a lot more people are doing.
Outside TV.
Outside TV. It's not an indoor TV that goes outside. You need an outdoor TV.
Oh. That's how come I got shocked last time. Yeah. Just tease.
Yeah. There you go. And then, lighting is a big thing, being able to control your lighting. And usually what we can do with that is tie it into different types of interfaces to where, if the alarm goes off, the lights can automatically kick on. Have your lights come on at dusk and dawn, you know, depending on how you want it set up. You can even set them up for vacation mode so that the lighting knows your habits with your lighting. And if you go away for a week, the lighting's still going to do the same thing it was doing before when you were home.
Hey, I got a crazy question. Can you get your TV station? Because I often thought this might be a cool idea. Can you get your TV station to change? I mean, so it actually, so it's not the same thing every single day,
While you're on vacation?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We do a lot of that type of stuff. Your TV automatically come on, music come on. Yeah, the whole thing. I know Home Alone's one of your favorite movies where, like, the train guy's going around, and, yeah, we can... Yeah.
I suffer through that every Christmas because Jason loves that one.
Yeah, we can make all those kind of things
happen. The trains go. I love the trains, though.
We did a project not too long ago, Troy, where we actually integrated a sprinkler system into the home automation category, and that way the homeowner could make certain things happen to the sprinkler, when certain things are triggered in the house,
So... When you do a sprinkler type of a system, do you you do the electronic part, but do you bring in a sprinkler guy or a plumbing contractor, or how does that work? How would that work?
Well, usually, like in an outdoor project, something like that, the homeowner already has somebody that they're working with in the sprinkler world, and so we simply just have a conversation with them and say, hey, what are you using? What do we need to interface this with this? And then we'll take care of the back end of it, and we'll have it set up to know, hey, it's pretty dry out there. We need to make sure that if we go this many days without rain or, coordinate with the weather, however that is, that we turn the sprinkler on.
So that's that might – so indeed, if somebody comes up and steals your package off the door, You could have it so it's motion activated to sprinkler gets them.
I'd be careful with that one, but yeah. Next thing you know, your wife's just picking up her package.
Now I got an honorary thought.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going.
Matt has known my wife as well forever, too, so she's going to listen to this show and say, I'm going to call his mother.
There you go.
Well, how many years have you been doing this, Matt?
Oh, I mean, I started late 90s, early 2000s, did the retail thing for a bit and then went into the whole custom side of the business.
So have you seen the technology advance really quickly, too quickly, or not quickly enough?
Oh, it's changing every day. You know, we stay on the up and up. We got guys that are trained constantly on new and upcoming products. Our technicians, our staff, and everything is very knowledgeable. And we stay on top of technology, which is key in this industry. You know, you can't really be behind when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I just even my cell phones alone. Oh, that's a good question. So with this technology, tell us how the phones and the technology could work together or is it all through the phone?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are doing smart apps to control everything. I mean, we still do remotes and things and keypads or touch panels on the wall. You know, the one thing we really, really try to do is put everything on one interface, you know, so you're not opening up one app for your cameras and a different app for your security system and a different app for your TV. You know, we try and put everything on one interface so it's easy to use.
What do you mean by interface, real quick? Because I've heard you use that word quite a bit, and I want to make sure people understand what you're saying.
One type of control. You know, think of it as like Troy. When we go to your house, you got like 10 remotes scattered on the coffee table, right?
Yeah, they're all lost. The dogs don't
take
them.
Right? You know, we try and get that. And as few pieces as possible.
That makes good sense. And it also would help because that's one thing. You know, we do lose the remotes.
Right.
You know, so I could see where that'd be a great advantage. Well, folks, this is coming to the end of this segment of About the House with Matt Walt of Beischer Audio and Video. Thank you for listening. We're going to come back here. We're going to go to Ask the Expert, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Thank you for listening. Come on. We'll catch you on the other side. Thank you.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services, your top choice for professional home inspections in the St. Louis area. GallowayBuildingServices.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is About the House, and I'm your humble host, Troy Galloway, with Galloway Building Services, your full inspection, construction consulting expert in the St. Louis and Missouri area. And I went with Matt Walt of Beischer. That is spelled B-E-I. The reason I keep saying that is because it's the only way I'm going to get through my head, too. I've been mispronouncing it forever. This company's been around for a long, long time, and 40-plus years, I think. As long as I've been in the St. Louis area, and I thought ignorantly that they only did they was only a locksmith company. But they have evolved into this home automation system, and Matt Walt here, my dear friend, has led them into this direction, and so he is the resident expert, and so we're going to jump on board here. And so Matt, what I want to talk to you about is I get asked a lot in this Ask the Expert segment here is about the voice activated, you know, this Alexa and Series and these other programs. How can that work into the systems that you're doing?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Everything we do, for the most part, we have some type of voice activation feature. You know, that could mean, turn on the TV or turn on the outside speakers. But then we can also tie in different things like, saying goodnight and the alarm system arms itself, the doors lock, the lights turn off and the TV turns off and you're ready for bed just by saying that one word. So we can also use, any type of control capability with the voice activated solutions like Alexa.
You know, something when we advertised your show and people go to our Facebook page, Galloway Building Services, I asked them to ask me different questions. And that was one of them. But another one of them was is for handicapped people. tell us how this automation can help in the world of, you know, whether you can't get around or, you know, have trouble seeing or whatnot. I mean,
sure.
Tell us what we could do. How could this benefit them?
Well, a big thing that we do with those type of scenarios is with our security type solutions. So those include obviously, you know, door sensors, window sensors, things like that. But they can also detect if somebody falls. You know, so
for seniors,
correct, then. Yeah, and we have solutions that you know, we have sensors in certain places. So if we need to know if somebody got up and moved that day, you know, we can detect those type of things. And, you know, obviously cameras and stuff like that. So if you have a loved one that you're trying to, you know, keep an eye on, we have solutions for that as well.
Oh, that's interesting. How in the world would you ever know somebody fell?
They make these fall sensors that, you know, would go around the neck. And then if they're jostled in a certain way, it automatically sends out an alert.
So that would also be a two-prong. So if they was really ill and they couldn't get up.
Right, or they
passed
out
of bed even or something.
We do have solutions for that as well.
Oh, boy, you know, with the baby boomers, my generation coming into more and more in retirement, I can see that'd be a wide-open market.
Absolutely.
So who would be a good contact person out there for that to be reach out to you on that? I mean, who would we, as a senior myself, who would I even talk to?
We all have loved ones that, you know, are at that age to where we just want to, you know, keep an eye on them. You know, I mean, I know that those are the calls that I'm getting. Hey, you know, I need the solution for my mom. I need the solution for my dad. You know, they're getting older, you know, things like that. But then also, you know, we get calls just from, you know, one side of the couple that's worried about the husband, you know, those type of things. So, I mean, we're constantly working with those type of people as well. We do a lot.
Okay. Now, this is kind of a personal question. I have a family member, and one of them had a stroke, and the other one's taking care of them, and they just are scared to death to even go outside and water the garden or do anything outside and leave them alone. What can they do? Is there a way for them to be contacted while they're outside when something happens inside to help them rest assured?
So a lot of those type of solutions, if we're trying to keep an eye on, you know, whether they fall outside, those wireless type scenarios, if they're within range of the house, you know, typically we're okay. We have other solutions that would be if, you know, they're at the grocery store, for example, and they need to know.
Mm. Oh, so they could actually be outside and they'd know if their loved one needed any help inside the house for any reason. Because some of these folks are just not even able to talk. You know, they couldn't hit the button.
Right.
You know, or they're partially, like my family's case, you're partially paralyzed, you know. And then he couldn't even hit the button or let anybody know.
Right.
I'm going to have to put you in contact with them because that would be a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And I imagine a lot of the churches probably could really like to learn more about what you could do because they're always out there helping the seniors. And they have a lot of seniors in their ministry and their congregation that could use that. I never thought of that, actually, until we're just sitting here visiting. Wow, it's a wide open world out there.
It is. A lot of things we can do.
And you, like you say, it's just every day, it's just changing and growing, and just so cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's neat stuff, man.
I love it.
Really neat.
And the only problem with some of us is we're kind of, you know, if we don't have somebody like you or like our producer here, Joey, you know, I'm kind of lost about some of it. And Joey's had some great, awesome questions. I thank him for jumping in here, helping us. And thank you, folks. Hey, we're getting ready to step out of this here section or this segment of About the House. And we will see you on the other side. We are with Matt Walt. And we're having a great show. I hope you're enjoying as much as I'm happy. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. This is About the House with Troy Galloway, your humble host with Galloway Building Services. And we are wrapping up this show of home automation, smart home technology with Matt Walt of Beischer. to audio, video. And Matt, tell them a little bit about how best to get a hold of you, your web pages or Facebook page, whatever you have out there.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. We're on Facebook, Beischer Audio, Video, and Home Automation.
Spell that real quick because I know that's
a tough
one.
Beischer, and Audio, Video, Home Automation. And then you can always call me at the office, 314-833-7900. And then our website is www.stlavtech.com. That's STLAVTECH.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. You know, I come out to the house. I'm more than happy to talk about solutions over the phone. But yeah, give me a call and I'll help you through the process.
Well, that's awesome. So can they ask you questions too, like on your Facebook page?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're very active on Facebook.
So you have a dialogue where you go back and forth.
Yeah. And you can see what our technicians are up to out in the field and what we got going on out in the community.
So we got to get any good pictures of you actually working?
Probably not. Nope.
No, that was just right down me.
Yeah.
But his mother and his brother, they're going to give me big bucks for asking that question.
Oh, sure. I bet.
Well, folks, thank you for listening to About the House with me, Troy Galloway, your humble host. And before we step out of here, we definitely want to say thank you to all our mothers. It's Mother's Day is tomorrow. And, you know, this is a very important day for us all. And if we forget, it's going to be a very sad day for us all. So we want to make sure we say thank you. Matt, say something to your mother.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mom, and my wife. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and Matt's a proud father. He got a few children, and no more coming?
No.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, thank you. And, there's just so many more questions that we have to ask, but I just can't ask everything, you know, in just a short period. So, folks, that's why I want to encourage you to reach out to Matt and ask him. And you have any questions that, for your construction needs or inspection needs, you give us a call, Galloway Building Services. You can find us out there on our Facebook page. That's exact Galloway Building Services. You can find us out there on our webpage, same thing. And we can answer any of your questions also. We love questions because what it does is if we can't find the answers ourselves, we have the backup or we could find people that can. Matt, the same way, too. I know that he's got a great staff of people behind him and that I know he probably knows more than any of us will ever know. But with his backup of his team, they could take care of whatever it is that you need. And I want to thank our sponsor here real quick, J&H Properties. They are a real estate broker. They are large enough to handle all of your real estate needs. They're also small enough that they take care of your personal needs. I have known these folks for over 40 years. Fabulous people, very sensitive to your needs. And I do thank you for watching listening to our show. And this is Galloway Building Services. We do construction inspections. We do litigation inspections for if you have any problems with your project. We also take care, of course, commercial residential inspections. They're buying and selling your house. Hey, if you get an inspector that comes into your home, and we have this all the time, and he comes up with some ridiculous stuff, just give us a call, 636-394-3112. At 636-394-3112. Matt, jump in here and give us your phone number one more time, please.
Yeah, that's Matt Walt with Beischer Audio, Video, and Home Automation. You can reach me at 314-833-7900.
One more time, please.
314-833-7900.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, folks. Have a great day.
You too.